Hey, sweetheart.
Hey.
I love you.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, there's so many reasons why I love you.
Give me a couple.
Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about love, and we're going to talk about what it means when someone says, I love you. And I'm pretty sure Shonda's not going to let me off the hook. So cue the music.
I can't believe that we're already on episode 10.
Episode 10. Are you kidding me? This is crazy. This is awesome. Awesome.
Shout out to you guys, man, for like continuing to subscribe and follow us and listening to the conversation and stuff like that. And like, we see you guys in the comments. We see you on Instagram and all that stuff. And it's really cool to have this community.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. Y'all been rocking with us for 10 episodes. And it's really been quite a ride. It's been crazy so far.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. Hey, if you're not plugged in, go to Facebook right now. Type in the search bar, Life and Love Podcast. Join the community and join the conversation. We want to hear from you guys on these topics. And we're so excited, even more so this week.
Yes. Because it is our
anniversary.
Yes. What number?
We're 13.
Are you sure?
We're teenagers.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's crazy. So, merry 13 years.
Merry 13 years, y'all.
That's real cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's been a journey, too. Like, you know, if you guys have tuned into the first, second episode, just our whole journey getting to this point has been quite a roller coaster ride. It's been crazy, but it's been so worth it. Everything that we've gone through, everything that we've done, every accomplishment, you know, every milestone, every first. We have a lot of firsts together.
Yeah.
So it's really been great. It's really been great. And I wouldn't rather do it with anybody else.
Oh, same here, babe. Same here.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said 13 years married.
That's like 156 months.
Okay, how many days?
4,749 days. Are you kidding me? That's really crazy.
How many hours?
113,000 hours. 113,976 to be exact. And counting.
That's crazy.
6 million minutes and 400 million seconds. All of them that you wish you could have spent with me. Like,
I did spend those with you.
I know, but you'd be wanting to like spend every second with me.
Listen, that's real love. I like you a lot.
That's okay? Real love. Been knowing you for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And you're not tired of me?
Not yet. I mean, I'm close. I'm just playing.
Dang.
No, I'm
not.
No. Dang. No. I wouldn't want to be with anybody else, but.
That's real cool. Yo, so today, speaking of like love and marriage, I think it's fitting that we kind of define love. What are we talking about when we say, I love you? That I feel like that's like something that we get, that we toss around, that we like, sometimes we can take it for granted. We can just be like, oh, I love you, just out of routine or habit.
Probably. Yeah. And you know what? I feel like you were saying, we take it out of context. Like, I don't think it's a very fine line between lust and love.
Whoa. What are we talking about?
But I do kind of feel like they can exist in marriage, because I'd be lusting after you. So, yes. So, yeah, what is love?
Let's hurry this up so we can get to the honeymoon, the 13th honeymoon.
So, what is love?
Man, it means a lot of things. It's hard to like describe fully what love is. First of all, God is love. I think he created only this, this is the type of thing that, you know, like there's some things that come about that are, you know, that are, you know what I'm saying? Like they happen by happenstance. You create these things. There's things that only God can create. And I believe that love is one of them. It's Merriam-Webster defines it as being a strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties. So that's like family love. That's like, you know, mother, father, brother, sister type love.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be an attraction based on sexual desire, affection and tenderness felt by lovers. That's
like romantic love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or affection based on
admiration, benevolence,
and common interests. That's like, you know, I got love for my friends kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But is that it though? Like, I don't feel like that definition fully encompasses what love is.
So I guess when we're talking about love, are we talking about the romantic type of love? Or are we talking about love in general? Because that's more exactly. broad.
Exactly. It can take on many meanings. Like when you ask a question like, what is love? It can take on a bunch of different meanings at different times.
Well, let's talk about the romantic type of love today, since we're talking about our anniversary.
Let's do it.
All right. So I was looking up an article on ideapod.com, and they were trying to figure out what love was as far as, you know, the romantic type of love, since it's our anniversary week. And they said that the main characteristics of romantic loves are craving, an intense craving to be with a particular person, not just sexually, but emotionally. It would be nice to go to bed with them, but you want them to call you on the phone and invite you out and things like that, you know, to tell you that they love you. And I fully agree with that. It's more like a crazy craving. I remember when we were younger and we were kind of dating, when we kind of weren't supposed to be, but anyway, I didn't know what the word was. I wouldn't necessarily say that it was craving, but it was more like a longing for you. Like, I wanted to be with you. I wanted to be in your arms, and I would like think about you and like, picture our future that we're living literally right now. So I'm kind of living my dreams with you. And
that's crazy.
So I would agree with that statement. Would you agree with that statement that it's like a craving, an intense craving to be with that particular person?
I would say so. And I think this is where a lot of people kind of get it wrong, because they think that just because you're interested in someone sexually,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes people will be like, I love you. Some guys may be like saying that just so they can get to second base or third base.
Mm-hmm.
Some girls say that out of, you know, like desperation to feel wanted.
Yeah, because they've never felt wanted.
Yeah.
Or and felt so, what love was. Yeah.
But I would say that it's got to be like a mutual craving. Because I can remember the same things, like just pulling up to like the church to see like your parents' car there. Like, I was like, oh man, I know she's in there. You know, I know she's like, you know what I'm saying?
Or so an excitement.
Yeah. Like I want to see you. Like I've been anticipating, and I'm craving to see somebody I'm just not like sexually attracted to, but I'm emotionally attracted to as well. It's got to be on both sides. Cause if it's on one side, one person going to be thinking one thing, and
that's lust. It's really not love.
The other person is just like,
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what would you say about a person, say there are two people in a, you know, relationship, but one person feels love first, but the other person isn't necessarily sure just yet. Kind of like our situation in the beginning when I said I love you first, and did you say I love you back, or were you kind of just like,
no, I eventually said it. I think I eventually said it.
But in that moment, though, did you say it in the moment?
In the moment, I've never heard anybody else say that they love me apart from like
your parents
or relatives, or you know what I'm saying, like people that are like, you know, aunties and uncles and stuff like that.
So like family.
Like I didn't hear anybody say it the way that you said it, mm-hmm. and mean it, you know, not like jokingly, like, hey, I love y'all. No, it was like, I love you. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, hold up. And I was like, you know, just trying to understand it myself. I was young, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to understand what love is myself, and what it is to love someone else who is not related to me, you know?
But did you say it back?
I believe I said it back. I remember saying it back. Yes.
Okay, I didn't remember, so I just wanted to make sure. You just kind of going around the question. I wanted to know. The people wanted to know, Joe.
I'm about 99% sure that if we replayed the tape on our lives, that I would have said those words back to you.
Okay, I'm going to ask God when we get to heaven. I'm going to be like, Lord, roll back the tape because I want to see. He said.
Let the record show. Let the record show. That I did say it back. But psychology today says this, and I really like what they said about love. They said love is bigger than you are. You can invite love, but you cannot dictate how, when, and where love expresses itself. You can choose to surrender to love or not. But in the end, love strikes like lightning, unpredictable and irrefutable. You can even find yourself loving people that you don't like at all.
Wow.
Love does not come with conditions, stipulations, agenda, or codes. Like the sun, love radiates independently of our fears and desires.
You know what that sounds like?
What's that?
1 Corinthians 13:4-5.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
That's that, like, love is patient.
Love is kind. It doesn't envy. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It doesn't dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. And it keeps no records of wrong. I wonder where Psychology Today got that from.
I know,
Isn't that interesting?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. And I think just like the little situation that we had where you were sure, you were like, you know, I love you. That was like a lightning bolt to me. Mm. And I couldn't control that. I couldn't dictate how and when you decided to express your love for me. I could only just be struck with it.
Got hit
the preacher would be like, receive.
Oh my gosh.
But it hit me for real. It hit me. And I think from that day on, and we had to be like at least a year in.
I think so.
At least a year in, maybe 2 years in.
No, probably a year. I think it happened pretty quickly because I had never felt love the way that I had with you, or felt the feeling of love, or, you know, somebody caring for me the way that you did, like, period, overall. And so I was just like, oh my God, I love him. Like,
and it was,
you know,
and it wasn't like we were like making out and doing a bunch of stuff.
No,
we were just writing notes to each other and just expressing our feelings and
creating a friendship first. Really?
Yeah. We created a base friendship where we, like, you know, I found out a lot of things about you.
Yeah.
And I was able to relate to a lot of things about you.
And home life, all that stuff.
Right.
I don't know if we shared with our listeners, but our relationship was long distance. And so we literally only saw each other either on Sunday.
It was definitely once a week.
It was, you know, once a week when we were younger, like, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16. And then once we were older, it was more like 3 days during the weekend, right?
Yeah, it'd be like the weekend.
It would be just about a weekend.
But we did go a period of time where we didn't see each other at all. And right. we were just like writing on emails yep. and stuff like that.
Yeah, because we stopped going, you know, to that same church. That was actually a couple years.
Yeah.
So
long distance relationships are not for the faint of heart.
It is not. And being young, it was rough. Yeah. It was really rough.
But yeah, but this, I really felt a connection, a strong connection with LaShonda. We would write. I would look in the mail to see if, you know, what she sent got to my house and all that stuff. Can't wait to open it, read it, whatever. And then send something back. I used to get kind of creative. Like, you remember I sent like rose petals and mm-hmm. all that in the letter.
You were fast. mm-hmm. You were watching too much TV. That's
I was watching TV. But I wish I had like a little clicker or something. I've probably said I love you like at least 10,000 times.
I know I say it every single day. That's important.
But when we say it, it means different things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's something that you don't hear a lot. Because mm-hmm. I don't even think people like talk about it or like yeah. share that side of it.
As if it's like just a blanket
it's
statement.
It's a one it's meaning not a blank, thing. It's absolutely not. No. I know for me sometimes if I'm dealing with a certain feeling or like emotion and you treat me the opposite of that, you know, then I'll say, Joe, I love you. Mm. And I recently though, I've been asking you why. And I know that's been getting yeah. on your last nerve.
But
why?
You know,
why this time? What is it about?
I think that's something, even though, cause you know why it gets on my nerves? Cause it forces me to think and to really communicate, you know, my heart. And sometimes I'm not always like wanting to share what's in my heart. I just want to be like, you just need to get it. Look, I love you.
Because I can and read your mind,
mean
right?
What it means.
Okay.
But I think more couples should do that. Like for instance, let's do a little exercise. And I challenge all the Life and Love community, like I challenge you guys to do this with us.
And so, put your responses in the group page if you can.
Yes.
If you're open to it.
So real quick.
Yeah.
Name three things when you say I love you, what do you mean? Three things real quick.
Thank you for seeing value in me. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for treating me well.
A lot of thank yous.
Yeah. A lot of thank yous. What about you? So three things when you say I love you to me. You said it all cute.
I think you're sexy.
Oh.
No, I'm
sexy.
All right. For real though, when I say that I love you, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I say I love you, I mean thank you for being here with me, like for being with me.
Yeah.
When I say I love you, I mean like thank you for accepting me for who I am and thank you for this life that we've created together. Like
yeah.
I think those are three quick things.
Yeah.
So I think going back to our point earlier is when we say I love you, sometimes things could be misunderstood or maybe there are some things that can affect the way that we understand those three words. They're yeah. supposed to be like simple words, but there's so much in it. And, you know, like you said, it's hard to read someone else's mind, you know, when they say that.
Yes.
Sometimes we just take it at face value, be like, oh, you know, I love you too. But like what's the meaning behind what they're saying?
Yeah, I'm all about what is the root of things. Yeah.
And for some people, it can be kind of confusing. Sometimes it could be like, for instance, if you were raised in a home where those words weren't really said,
mm-hmm.
you could be like, well, I love you too. Or like, you know, you don't understand, you don't fully understand. Or like if you're like me and watch too much TV growing up, and you see these, like fairy tale type stories, or you see these different scenarios that aren't, that are made for television and not really made for real life,
right,
and how you should operate in real life and stuff. Or let's say if you had a traumatic experience by someone who may have said, I love you, and then done the complete opposite.
It was manipulative. So they used those words to hurt.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I think all of those things can kind of affect how we, when we hear those words.
Absolutely.
What it would mean to us, or how. So I think it's a really, probably a really good practice to not only say, I love you, but say, hey, I love you because, or maybe that your partner say, tell me why.
Yeah, that's like, all a part like of communication and wanting to understand that person deeper, because it opens up, you know, conversation, you know, and you get to know their heart on a deeper level. It's so good.
I like what there's a doctor named Robert Holden, and he has this book called Lovability, Knowing How to Love and Be Loved. Mm-hmm. He asked some of those same questions. He was saying, like, when I say I love you, what do I mean? And there's four things that he kind of categorized. He says, when someone says I love you, it could mean I see you. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I said before, like accepting me and or seeing me for who I am, and you know, seeing the value in me and stuff like that. You know, that's what you said, and I think that's really important to say that, you know, that you see, that you recognize your partner, because sometimes, you know, in the middle of a relationship, when things are like, when you know you're past the honeymoon phase and you're going about life and stuff like that, do you still continue to see your partner? Do you still continue to see, you know, them as they evolve and love them for who they are?
Right.
Or just like you were saying earlier, I thank you.
Yeah. You know? So I guess for me, just like, you know, a lot of people, we have our moments when we're not feeling confident or we're not feeling our best selves, and you can, you know, enter the room and be like, girl, you're so beautiful, or man, you're a great mom, or you know, help uplift me. And in that moment, you help me to see clearly who I am, and so for that, I love you.
Or like a couple years ago, I lost my dad, and we've been through a few things as a married couple, and I can think of a few instances. So when I lost my dad, and how supportive you were for me, well, you know, of me and my family and all that stuff. And I think at that moment, you know, your words saying I love you could have meant like, I'm here for you.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Or when I was, there was one time where I had to have pretty serious surgery on my lungs, and I was in ICU, and I remember you coming to the hospital, and we were only a couple of years in, and you know, I remember how much love I felt for you, just taking the time to, like, even to just like make sure I was good, that I was clean and all that stuff, and
yeah.
And so I think when I said I love you at that point, I was like, wow, thank you for being here for me.
Yeah. And it brings up another point about love. You know, I know we're talking about the meaning of love, but we can't talk about the meaning of love without talking about the fact that love is an action word, and it's also in the things that you do. So it's one thing to say, I love you, even if you're not going to ask the question, why? And then it's another thing to show your love. Yes, everyone has, you know, different love languages, and the things that really pierces their heart. But I believe that everyone loves to be shown love.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because your words and your actions have to line up. Because I would look at you kind of sideways if you're like, I love you, but you don't pay attention to me. You don't want to take me out to eat. We don't want to talk or anything like that. I'm like, oh, not really sure you love me. Right. Maybe you just like being roommates or something.
Right. Yeah. You like the idea of.
Yeah. You like the idea.
Yeah. That's why I think it's good to, even though it may be uncomfortable, to say, hey, why do you love me?
It's all about communication.
Or why? Yeah. You know, just that simple question, just opening it up.
And it makes it makes the relationship so much more deep and rich, you know, just when you can have that honest conversation. As you could tell, I like talking to Joe a lot. I just like to talk his ear off. And he's just like, okay.
Yeah. Let's wrap this up with some of our favorite love songs, like through the years. I'm big into R&B. I love R&B, and you know you can. There's a lot of genres that have love songs and stuff like that, particularly like country music and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But for me, some of my favorite love songs, of course, "Love" by Music, Soul Child.
I love "Forever and Always" by Layla Hathaway. It's such a beautiful, jazzy song.
That song is grown and sexy. Right? You won't put a suit.
Have some wine with it and talk to your loved one. Ask them why they love you.
What about "My Boo" from Usher?
Oh my gosh, you're so young.
My
that
boo.
I just figured out this song maybe like a couple years ago, but it's "What Is Love" by Janelle Monáe.
Oh,
honestly, I heard that song when we were watching Rio 2 with the kids, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song because Joe.
Hey, you wanna sing a little bit of that for me? Maybe some people haven't heard it.
Sure. What is love if it's not with you? I know when you're alone, you feel it too. In your arms is where I want to be. Because being with you gives me sanity. Oh, listen to me, darling. I wake up every morning thinking about the way you feel. Oh, I wonder if you know it. And what good is a party if you're not around? Listen to me now. What good is love?
Hey.
If it's not your love,
hey.
What good is love? If it's not your love. Yeah, I love that song.
I love your voice.
Thank you, babe.
I love your voice. Hey, "Until the End of Time," Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
until
my
the
gosh.
End of time.
I remember the first time I heard that song.
Yo.
We were driving in the car. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yes, I love that song. We're going to put a playlist together on Spotify. Read the show notes. It'll be in there, and we'll also place it in the group for those couples that want to celebrate with us for our anniversary week. So let's celebrate love together, y'all.
And we can't forget about our all-time favorite, "All My Life," Casey and JoJo.
Yeah, that's classic.
Yep, just everything about that song. It's just so many memories. And then, so that's old school. I'll give you a little new school, too. You could do "Best Part" by her, or
yes.
I love PJ Morton, "First Began." Yeah, I listened to that song. Just a simple PJ shout out, man. That dude is mad talented. But like everything about that song reminds me of just going back to where we first began, you know. And so check that song out. But yeah, we'll drop a playlist for you guys.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode.
We're
talking about what is love.
Y'all.
All right, we'll catch you on the next one.
Yep. And drop your favorite song. You know, if you're listening to this, go back and let us know what your favorite songs are. Let us know what love means to you as well. We love that. All right. See y'all.
Bye, guys.